My name's Linda. I'm 8.5 years old. My mother went to vote this morning. We have no school today, so you should vote too.
I'm Jackie. I'm babysitting with my sister. My mother went out to vote. I'm too young to vote. Are you able to vote?
My name is Ernest. I have no school today because it's election day. Some of the schools are being used for people to vote in. Did you vote yet?
My name is Tony. And there's no school today because it's election day. I can't vote. Can you?
My name is Harold, and today is election day and there is no school. I am not old enough to vote, are you?
My name is Ruben. I'm 9 years old. Today there is no school because it's election day, but I can't vote. Can you?
My name is Suzanne. I am 7.5 years old. I can't vote yet because I'm not old enough. If you're old enough, don't forget to vote.
My name is Susie. We have no school today because our school is used for voting. Don't you forget to vote.
My name is Suzanne. We can't play on the sidewalk today because it is election day. Did you vote today?
Have you voted yet? My mother and father went early this morning and voted. I am not old enough to vote yet. Are you and did you?
I'm Susie and I'm 7.5 years old. We can play all day today because there is no school. People vote in my school. Did you vote yet?
Once again.
Skip, skip, skip to the polls. Skip, skip, skip to the polls. Skip, skip, skip to the polls. Skip to the polls on Tuesday.
We have some people.
My mother, your mother, on election day went to vote this no school day. My mother, your mother, lives across the hall. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they call Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
My mother, your mother, lives across the hall. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they call Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
My mother, your mother, lives across the hall. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they call Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
My mother, your mother, lives across the hall. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they call Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
Gypsy, gypsy, please tell me who our next president is going to be. Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
Gypsy, gypsy, please tell me who our next president is going to be. Ike or Adley, Adley or Ike. Vote for the one you know you like.
2, 4, 6, 8, what do we appreciate? No school, no school on election day.
2, 4, 6, 8, what do we appreciate? No school, no school on election day.
My father is a voter. My mother counts the votes.
And I'm a little sailor girl that plays around the boats. My mother, your mother, on election day, went to vote this no school day. 2, 4, 6, 8. What do we appreciate? No school, no school on election day.
All right.
2, 4, 6, 8. What do we appreciate? No school, no school on election day. My father is a voter, my mother counts the votes, and I'm a little sailor girl, plays around the boats. My mother, your mother, on election day, went to vote this no school day. My mother, your mother, live across the hall. Every night they have a fight, and this is what they call. I go out the every right, vote for the one you know you like.
For mayor, I can't remember his name right now, but I understand he sent somebody out and said, tell me how the people are thinking about me. So he came back with a report. He said, 98% of the people are for you. But it's a funny thing, I keep running it only to the other 2%. Now, I want to introduce now to you, she's chairman of the Women's League for Wagner. I give you Miss Giddy Zan.
With all this talk about campaigning and voting and backing Wagner and Girosa and Starr, most women like to have an intelligent approach to their voting. I don't know about what the men think, but I figured that it was high time to take a look at some of the facts. And I was quite surprised. I had always favored Wagner. I had always liked his demeanor. But I really wanted to know what he had done that was good and virtuous, beneficial for the city of New York. Some of the criticism from the sidelines has said that he hasn't done enough for the schools and colleges. It might interest you to know that he's added almost 4,000 teachers since he's been mayor. He's opened up 146 new community centers, 130 after-school playgrounds, 60 vacation playgrounds. He's increased the teacher salaries, and even though they are not commensurate with what they should be, he hasn't turned them down, and they are still considering increasing teacher salaries as they should be. He has increased the police quota by 3,084 to a new high of over 23,000 police in this city. I don't want to go into a long, laudatory explanation of why we should vote for Wagner and Girosa and Starr, but let me point out this to you. There has been much criticism and much advice from the sidelines from the opponents. All you have to do is take one look at what has happened with advice and criticism that came straight from Washington, and as a result, Long Island community is very much beset and under duress by this advice and this fumbling. If we have seen an example of this kind of advice close to us at hand, do we need to have the Republicans in New York City to do worse for us?
We also, for the benefit of the middle-aged man or woman who through no fault of his own missed the opportunity of gaining an elementary school education, train him in the elementary subjects leading to a certificate. And you would enjoy and take pride in seeing these oldsters in June of every year walk proudly up to the principal and receive their elementary school certificate. And don't forget that some of these people have been very successful in business and are worthwhile wage earners. Now, housing on the West Side. Let's pause just for a moment. Nobody who has spent his life on the West Side is unfamiliar with the needs of housing. Number one, we know by walking in and out of them that there are tenements in this area where our good people are forced to live that are maintained in open violation of the housing, fire, and health regulations. We insist that those regulations be enforced. We want the old custom of the janitor collecting the garbage every day, of having the vestibules and the halls and the stairways kept clean so that our good people may live in healthful, sanitary, and safe conditions. And for the site tenant who was forced to vacate his apartment because his house is being torn down to make room for public housing, we say he should be given the very first opportunity to rent an apartment in the new public housing. This can be done by an amendment to the housing laws. And we also have a great concern for the forgotten man of this era, the middle income wage earner, who unfortunately does not qualify for public housing because he earns too much. And on the other hand, cannot afford to pay the high rents of these new apartment houses which are being erected because the owners are required to charge $45 and $50 per room per month. Now we say that with the cooperation of the federal, state, and city governments, private investors may be induced to come into this area and build modern new apartment houses to rent at a reasonable rent within the pocketbook of the middle income wage earner, so that you and I may rent new apartments in modern apartment houses. Now these are very simple objectives which can be carried to a successful conclusion by an energetic and interested leadership. My opponent has no program. His 10 years of inactivity, unavailability, and futility have demonstrated that he has no program, that he is disinterested in those problems. And let me say to you that no photograph, no matter how photogenic, no matter how gracious he appears, shaking hands with some public official, will cover up his neglect and his lack of interest in the problems on the West Side. If I thought that that was a campaign that would attract your support and votes, I could flood the district with copies of photographs of similar nature. I have a trunk full of them. But I know that citizens of the West Side, Democrats of the West Side, are too smart to fall for that nonsense. And let me also assure you that if our great mayor, Bob Wagner, knew how little my opponent did for him in the primaries of 1953 and in the general election of 1953, where he failed to have a single captain working in 9 of these election districts, and where he really contented himself with sending some teenage boys up to those 9 polls at the end.
We in the American Labor Party say that we needn't fear a depression as an alternative to a ceasefire in Korea. We can solve these problems, these economic problems, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt solved them in the 30s. Roosevelt didn't ram through a 75% military arms budget. We got out of a depression by building TVAs, by building a West Side Highway, by building hospitals, by building schools. But there are those whom President Roosevelt called the economic royalists that do not like strengthened labor unions, that do not like federal projects. They'd rather build them themselves and charge exorbitant rates as the great power companies in the Middle West do. As Mr. Stone of the Compass so put it, it is much easier for the bipartisan leaders, the Democrats and Republicans, it's a lot easier for them to stick out their tongues at Joe Stalin than it is.